And today I want to talk about patience. Mm-hmm. Being patient, because when God shows you the dream of your life, of who you can be and what you're capable of being and who He created you to be, often it is something major. He will often show you incredible and amazing things. And for that to come to pass, behind the scenes where you do not see it, God is working to orchestrate. An entire major production is happening behind the scenes so that you can step into who you really are. And so that requires patience, because God has got to wake somebody up, maybe on the other side of the world, and get them into alignment with the plan. And God's got to maybe even create some entire new technology that's going to somehow step into what you're doing right now. And so God is creating all these different things all over the world and bringing them into alignment. And for all of that to happen, it doesn't happen overnight usually, because there are some people, they take a little while to wake up. But He needs that person to wake up in order to fulfill this plan so that you can step into your destiny. And so it requires patience. And we've got to know and keep that patience, because if we get impatient with God, then we don't no longer hang on to the promises of God. What do we say? We say, this isn't working, when we get impatient. This isn't working. God isn't working for me. Nothing is happening. And in the physical, it looks like nothing is happening. Nothing is happening. I can't do this anymore, is what we begin to say. And that's because we've lost patience in God. We, first of all, we've got to know the promises of God. We've got to know what He said, and we've got to know, understand what He has said to us. Often He has shown us a vision, and once we start to see that vision, now we know who we're supposed to be. But not everything happens immediately with God. It takes a little while. So that's where the patience comes in. Now with Jesus, you saw that whenever He would say, be healed, that person would receive healing that very same hour. Or immediately they would receive that healing. Or He cast out that spirit, it was gone. You know, it like happened right away. And that's because He obviously had perfect faith. He had no fear. He had no doubt. He had no false beliefs. He saw the entire vision of God. He knew what the plan was, what He needed to do. He knew what His purpose was. And He had no fears, no doubts, no false beliefs to sabotage His faith. His faith was pure. Now with us, we're using His faith, which is pure, but sometimes we have doubts and we have fears and we have false beliefs that get in the way and begin to sabotage our faith. So when we're speaking our words of faith, maybe they're not coming to pass as fast as we would like them. Maybe we're telling somebody, you're healed, and they're not healed right away. We don't see it immediately. But we have to know and believe, and this is where we need patience, because what God said, His promises are what's important. And if He said, now God made promises, but He also fulfilled those promises. Listen to this. Pay attention. This is important. God made promises, but He also fulfilled His promise already. He fulfilled that promise through Jesus, meaning whatever He promised you, He already did. There's nothing else for God to do. It's already been done. It's already been given. It's already completed. It doesn't mean that you have it yet, but it means that He's done His part of it. Meaning, He said to prosper. He said He wanted you to be prosperous. Prosperity is waiting for you. It's right there. God has already given it. He has done His part to provide that prosperity. He said, be healthy, be healed. He already did everything He needs to do for that healing to be there. Okay? So He already did His part. It doesn't mean that you have the healing yet. It doesn't mean that you have the prosperity yet. There is a process that you have to go through to go from what God has done, because God made a promise, God fulfilled the promise, and now we've got to go from where God fulfilled it to getting it in our life, right? And you can see it, you can already see it when I talk about it and I say what God promised you. He promised you healing. You might be going, but Ted, I got a cold and I got flus. I'm not healed. Or I know my friend, she believes in Jesus, but she's got cancer, Ted. Where's her healing? We've got to go from where God fulfilled the promise to actually having it. How that happens? It takes patience. It takes patience to get there because of the fears and the worries and the false beliefs. So we also have to be working with God to release the fears and the false beliefs and the doubts. We've got to work, release those so that the fear can work through them and work past them. We got to continue focusing on Jesus' faith that was perfect and speaking the words of faith. When we're speaking words of faith, what does that mean? That means I'm saying in my life, I have healing. Even if I'm coughing, I'm saying I have healing. I'm saying I am prosperous. Why? Because God said he wanted me to prosper. He said, be blessed, be fruitful, multiply. So even though maybe I don't see it yet today, I'm using words of faith, meaning by what I believe that God said and did, I am saying and doing in my life and saying, I have prosperity. Now you might look in the physical, my bank account might have $5 in it. So in the literal, that's not saying I have prosperity. But we're speaking words of faith. Words of faith are what God did, what he promised, and what he did, we are now speaking. Why? Because that's when it manifests in our life. At the same time as we release that fear and the doubts and the worry, it can manifest quicker if we have patience and continue to speak the words of faith. Because if we lose patience in God, what do? We throw his promises away and say they're not working, and we stop speaking the words of faith, and so we never go from where God completed everything to receiving everything. And there's a space in there where we've got to have patience, continue speaking the words of faith, even though we don't see it. Because remember, we're not moved by what we see.
Amen.
We don't walk by sight, we walk by faith.
Amen.
Right? So we're walking by faith in our life, and we're speaking the words of faith in our life to make that jump, but it requires patience to wait for that. Even Jesus was saying that he needed to wait. The time wasn't yet. Remember when Jesus was at this wedding? He was having a great celebration. Somebody was getting married, and the wine ran out. And his mother comes to him and goes, oh, Jesus, the wine ran out. He says, what do you want me to do about it? My time is not yet. It's not my time yet. In other words, there was a certain timing for him to step into and become his true self. And he was saying, this is not the time yet. You read throughout the gospel, Jesus saying, my time was not yet. You hear the narration saying, but he slipped through them before they could capture him because it was not yet his time. So we see that when God is orchestrating things on a great grand scale, sometimes it takes a little bit of time. It doesn't happen immediately. Now I'm not saying it can happen immediately, because we saw with Jesus that things did happen immediately, right? But that requires getting the fear and the doubt and the false beliefs out of the way so that they're not sabotaging that faith that can manifest immediately. All right? And in the meantime, if it's a big thing, even Jesus had to wait. From the time he started his ministry, when he converted that water into wine at that wedding, to the time he actually resurrected or finished his ministry, it was a 3-year period. So even Jesus had to wait 3 years for the timing to be right. Everything had to get into place, and he needed patience. If he would have jumped ahead and said, oh, you know, I don't want to wait 3 years, let's do this right now, it wouldn't have happened the way it was supposed to, because he had to do things and fulfill things before he got to where he was going. And this is true with you too. This is why we need to have that faith, because as God is promising us healing and promising us prosperity and promising us a relationship, he is also giving you something to do in the meantime. Jesus had to be fulfilling the scripture, every single line of it, before he could be resurrected. He could not be finished until he had fulfilled every single thing that the prophets had said about him and that God had said about him. He had to do that first. Remember when he got baptized by John the Baptist? You know, John said, oh, I shouldn't be baptizing you. You should be baptizing me. But Jesus said, let this be done so the scripture is fulfilled. He was saying, this is something I have to do. It has to be done this way in order for everything to be fulfilled so that I can reach my destiny. Again, this is something that took patience, because it's fun. I know. In America, we want everything now. We want it immediately. We want it tomorrow. If God said I can have it, where is it? Let's have it. Come on, let's go. What's taking so long? We don't want to wait. We want it now. But when God is orchestrating something major, something big in your life, something incredible, it takes time. because he's got to get all the pieces together. Even Jesus had to wait for the pieces to come together. Listen to this scripture in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35. And this would be a good foundational scripture for our message today. Hebrews 10, 35. And this is Paul writing. He says, "Therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward. For you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise." He is saying very clearly, we cannot lose our confidence in God. When did we lose our confidence in God? When we have waited a while. God made a promise to us. He said, "You're going to be great." He said, "Something incredible is going to happen." He said, "Man, you're going to be prosperous." He said, "Oh, you're going to be healed." And now you waited, and time has gone by, and you feel like you waited long enough. You feel like a couple of months is enough. Where's my healing? You feel like, "Man, I've been doing this for 2 years. Where's my prosperity, God? You said I'd be prosperous, and I don't see it yet." Why? Because we have lost confidence in God. And more so, we have lost confidence. We don't no longer believe his promises. We have let go of the belief. We are not clinging to what he has said. We have let it go. We have lost confidence in his head. Those promises could not be real. God could not have fulfilled those promises because I don't have them yet. And we have forgotten about that space between where God has fulfilled it and we receive it that requires patience. In that space right there, people, that's the space where it takes the patience. And we've got to have the patience if we're going to receive what God has already given.
Amen.
God has already fulfilled it through Jesus. He's already given it, but to receive it requires patience. Are you ready to use that patience? Do you have that patience? To do that, you need to know the promises of God. You've got to believe what God said. And to believe that, you've got to believe that relentlessly. Do not lose confidence, as Paul is talking about here, in what God said and what God did. And he says you need endurance. See, he's talking about patience. When he's talking about confidence and endurance, I believe Paul is talking about needing patience to make this happen. Because endurance means we got to be ready for the long run, the long haul. It means we got to have some stamina. Because you run 1 mile, that's not enough. Maybe you got to run that second mile or that third mile. And this applies to you in your life if you're waiting for that relationship that God promised you. You might feel like you've gone 1 year, and God is saying, "Well, there's one more year before that partner's ready." You maybe don't see that yet, but God's just saying, keep faithful. Keep speaking the words of faith. Keep progressing. Keep doing what you need to do so that it's fulfilled. And this is very important for us to stay on that. Because if we get off track, if we let ourselves stop speaking the words of faith, now we do not receive the promise. Why? Because we have lost confidence and we did not endure, but we released it and went our own way. We got to stay on it and remember the promises of God are ironclad. It's an ironclad guarantee. Money back. 100% guaranteed. This is the one thing that does not fail in life. This is the one thing that you can be assured of. There are no guarantees in life, but this is one. What God said, what God promised, he fulfilled. And if you stay faithful to it, you will have it.
Amen.
But that's a guarantee.
Amen.
That's a sure thing. I don't know if you ever bet anything, but sometimes you hear about betting on a sure thing. You know that that means if I bet on that, I'm going to win for sure. I'm going to make money on this. Or you hear about an investment that's a sure thing. And you know, oh, that means if I put money in for sure, I'm getting money out. It's a sure thing. And a lot of those sure things are not sure things. A lot of those sure things ended up being a big hoax and a whole ploy, and you lose a whole lot of money and you wonder what happened. But with God, this is the one and only and true sure thing.
Amen.
What God promised, God did, and it was fulfilled. And we now can receive it, but we require endurance. We require confidence in God, and it requires patience. Patience to just know that it's coming. Joseph is a man who needed patience. If you've been in our Bible study, and I hope you have been attending our Bible studies because it's been phenomenal, we've been studying the story of Joseph, the Joseph with the coat of many colors, the Joseph who had 11 brothers, the Joseph whose father was Jacob. Hopefully you now know who that Joseph is. And this Joseph that we've been studying is a man who went from being a slave in complete captivity to basically being the prime minister of Egypt. So he went right from the bottom to the top. And God did this for him. Now, many years before this, it came to pass, Joseph was 17, and at that time, Joseph had a dream. God was revealing to him who he was and what he was capable of doing. And he showed him in this dream that everybody would be bowing down to him, that the sun, the stars, and the moon would be bowing down to him. He showed that he would have this greatness as a part of him, and that this was his life, to be great. And so God was revealing to him what his true purpose was at the age of 17. And Joseph grabbed a hold of this and said, "Yeah, this is what I want." And his mother said, "No, that's not what you're going to have." And they sold him into slavery. Many years went by. Joseph was a slave. You know this if you've been in our Bible study. You've seen how he's gone through these different stages. Joseph was falsely accused when he was serving his master's house, Potiphar, and now was thrown into jail. And now he was in the jail, and much time went by. He was 30 years old when he finally became the prime minister of Egypt. The promise was made when he was 17. It was not fulfilled until he was 30. You imagine the kind of patience that was required in Joseph to make it through those years? These weren't just years where you're living in your house, and you're going to work, and you're saying, "God, where's my promise?" These were years where Joseph was a slave. These were years where Joseph was a prisoner, where he was in a dungeon. These were years that passed by. Probably it was hard to do it. But as they passed by, this is where the things of God was happening. And it was taking time. So it took years for it to happen. But Joseph needed patience during that time. Patience was required. Why was patience required? Because Joseph had to continue doing what God was asking him. Remember, because he was faithful to God, God had him find favor in the eyes of other people. Potiphar found favor in Joseph and gave him a great position. The jailer found favor in Joseph and put him into a great position. Why? Because Joseph was being patient and believing what God said, and he was sticking to the routine of what God was saying to do, and he was listening to God. He didn't lose confidence. He didn't lose patience. He didn't lose endurance and say, "That's it, God. I've already spent 5 years in this awful life. I haven't seen this promise that you have given me. I'm throwing this away. I'm done with that. I'm going to go have a good time with Potiphar's wife." No, he didn't say that. He stuck to the promises of God and kept doing those things. Now, remember, even there was this time where these two prisoners came into the prison. The butler and the baker of Pharaoh were thrown into the prison, and both of them had dreams, and Joseph was there to interpret those dreams. And then he said to the butler, "Remember me." Because the butler got a good prognosis from his dream. He was going to be let out and be reestablished as his position of serving wine to Pharaoh. But when he got out, the butler, he didn't remember. 2 years went by before the butler ever remembered who Joseph was and put in a good word with Pharaoh. But again, part of that was because of timing. See, the time was not right. Liza asked this question. She said, "Why did he not tell him right away? Why did the butler not say something to Pharaoh right away?" Especially if you think about it, here favor was upon Joseph. He had found favor with Potiphar. He had found favor with the jailkeeper. Why did he not find favor with the butler who would go and do this right away? And God said, because it's not his time. It's not his time. The time was still waiting. Joseph had to put 2 more years in the prison before the time was right, before everything was set up to be fulfilled. What if the butler had said something right then? What if that's when he got released? Probably Joseph would have got released from prison, but he never would have become the prime minister of the whole country. He never would have become the ruler. He never would have had a palace and children and ruled over the country if he had been released at that time. There was still a little bit more to do for him to fulfill it, you know, be totally filled in that prosperity that God had promised him, for him to be able to step into that promise that he had seen in the dream. Okay? So we need that patience. Are you ready to give some patience to God so that this happens? I know we don't like patience. I know we don't want to wait. But in that time of 2 years that Joseph waited, made the difference between just being released from prison as probably a homeless guy, to stepping right into abundance, prosperity, an incredible life, and now being able to not only rule over the country, but save the people of the country and the surrounding lands. That was the difference in that 2 years. And he had to have patience. Now, what if Joseph had not done the things that God had asked? He would not have been ready. If he would have lost patience before that time, he would not have been ready to interpret the dreams that the butler and the baker had. Now, think about this. He would not have been ready if he had said, "That's it, I'm not listening to you anymore, God. Too many years have gone by, and I can't stand it." Then, when the butler and the baker told him the dreams, he would have never heard the voice of God, and God couldn't have told them what the dreams meant. And so he couldn't have told them exactly what was going to happen. And then the butler couldn't have told Pharaoh that this guy interpreted these dreams perfectly. Why? Because if he lost patience with God, then he wouldn't have been hearing him, and he wouldn't have been doing the things that he needed to do in order to be right there when the time was right. And he was ready. Amen. He was ready. You need to be ready too.
Amen. Amen.
You need to have patience and continue to stick to the routine that God has given you. Are you doing a routine that God is saying? Are you listening to God? Or are you just going through life? Is that what you're doing? Because if you're doing that, you're not going to be ready when your time comes to interpret the dreams, to step up and speak for God, that God will work through you to do miracles. You will not be ready. You need to be ready by sticking to the routine. If you don't have a routine, start working with God and get one developed in your life.
Praise God.
Remember what Joseph was doing. He was praying and he was believing, and he had never forgot that dream that God showed him of who he said he was going to be. He was hanging on to that. Say amen to that.
Amen.
You've got to hang on to your dreams. You've got to have tenacity. Amen. And you've got to stick to it. And whatever God is saying to do, you do it. Because that's how Joseph got favor. That's how Joseph was ready for the right time. You want to be ready for the right time too.
Praise God.
You want to be right there when the time comes. Remember this parable that Jesus told? There was a parable that Jesus told about a sower of seed. And he was sowing seed, and he talked about how the seed fell into different places. Do you remember this? Some of the seed fell on the wayside. Some of the seed fell on rocks. Some of the seed fell among the thorns. And some of the seed fell on good ground. Well, all the other seeds, except for the one that fell on good ground, did not bear any fruit. Here's what it says about the one that fell on good ground. But the ones that fell on good ground are those who have heard the word with a noble and good heart, keep it, and bear fruit with patience. Bear fruit with patience. We want to see the fruits of our labor in our life. We want to see the great things in our life. We want to see things come to pass in our life, right? We want to receive the blessings and the promises of God in our life. And you've now heard the promises of God. I mean, the seed was sown, right? But now you've got to put it into action, and you've got to stick to it. Don't just put it into action for a few hours or one day or one month. Because the plan of God may take more than that. Even Jesus, it took 3 years for his destiny to be there from the time he began his ministry to the time he was finished. All right? So for you to step into that place where you are now, everything that God created you to be, might take a few years. Joseph was 17 when he saw the vision of God. It didn't come to pass till he was 30. We have other people in the scripture who hear about the promises of God. Abraham is a good example. He was promised a son, and that his heirs would be more than the stars of the sky, and that he'd have this incredible family. And yet, Abraham waited and waited and waited. It wasn't until he was 90 years old that he had that son. He waited a long time. And it's all because sometimes the plan of God takes time. We need patience. We need that patience in our life. And just know that if we just continue on doing the things of God, it will come to pass. His promises are true, they're ironclad. Continue going, continue in confidence and endurance. Are you ready to make that decision to continue walking with God? Say amen to that.
Amen. Yes.
If you continue walking with God and stick to it like Joseph did, it will be fulfilled in your life. You will be put into that palace with that great family, with that great position. You will have influence not only over the entire country, but the surrounding countries. That's the kind of influence that God wants to get you. He wants to put you into that position. But the only way that happens is by day after day, staying patient and continuing to stick to what God is telling you to do. And whatever He has said to do, you're following it.
Amen.
And you're walking that day by day.
Amen.
And that's when the blessings come into our life. The blessing came into Joseph's life. Jesus fulfilled His plan by having patience and fulfilling all things. What are the things that God needs you to do today? And if you can focus on that, just close your eyes for a moment and begin to think, what are the things that God needs me to do today so that I can be one day closer, one step closer to stepping into my destiny? Because I believe that's how Joseph made it through slavery, and how he made it through the prison, and how he made it through all those years to step into his destiny. He just looked at God, what do you need me to do today? And he wasn't moved by what he saw. He wasn't moved by the fact that he was a slave. He wasn't moved by the fact that he was a prisoner. He wasn't moved by these things. You shouldn't be moved by your bank account. You shouldn't be moved by what somebody else is saying. You shouldn't be moved by what you see in the mirror. You need to be moved by the promises of God and what God is speaking in your life and the words of faith. Do not believe that by speaking words of faith saying I'm healed when you don't have it that you're a liar. What that means is you don't truly believe the promises of God. Don't believe that when you say I'm prosperous but you don't see anything in the bank that you're lying to God. Know that what you need to do is believe in God. If you have complete belief and know that His promise is true, now you're going to speak words of faith and you're going to say, I'm prosperous, and you'll feel it.
Amen.
If you have any doubts or fears about that or feel like you're lying in some way, you need to release that from yourself because you're not totally believing the promises of God and what He said. And you need to have that belief strong in your life so that you can speak the words of faith. The words of faith are going to fill the gap. They're going to fill that gap between what God has already finished, when it's done, and you receiving it. And you need to speak those words of faith in order to have that. So I hope you saw something that you need to do right now, today. Because there's something to do every day for God. And when you can stay faithful to that and stay patient in that and use the words of faith daily and not lose confidence but endure no matter what. Not move by what you see but move by faith and knowing that the promises are fulfilled and they're mine. I have the promises. Say, I have the promises.
I have the promises.
The promises are mine.
The promises are mine.
I am prosperous.
I am prosperous.
I am healed.
I am healed.
I am happy and filled with love.
I am happy and filled with love.
And God loves me as much as Jesus.
And God loves me as much as Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.